Greece's money problems just won't die.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Another big bailout for Greece. Germany's finance minister says that might be needed. This as European banking officials are in Greece to see how the last bailout is going. The BBC's Damian McGinnis joins us from Berlin to explain. Hello, Damian.
Good morning, Mark.
So lately, the worry has been about emerging markets in Asia, and we haven't been talking quite as much about the Eurozone these days. So to what extent is Greece still a problem?
In Germany, recently, the last few months, this issue has been on the back burner, but it's a controversial issue because already the European Union has, or there have been a total of two bailouts with totaling $328 billion. Now, Germany is the largest economy in Europe, so it's the largest contributor to these bailouts. And with elections just a month away, the issue is very controversial here because many German voters object to bailing out a country which they see as not having pursued the sort of economic reforms which Germany did a decade ago.
Now, knowing it is controversial, what does it say that this came up right before the elections next month? A lot of people thought this wouldn't be spoken of publicly until after the vote.
Yes, that's right. There are two theories. One is that the finance minister has broken ranks with Chancellor Angela Merkel. However, it's more likely that he's going to take the flak for her. By talking about this issue right now, he is the one that people are now focusing on.
Now, what does all this say, though, about how things are in Greece and how its financial situation is affecting the rest of Europe?
Well, there's been a feeling here in Germany that things have been calm in Greece. However, the IMF has really warned Europe recently that it won't release more money for Greece unless Europe sorts out where Greece's funding will come from in the future, because from mid-next year, the next set of loans or the next restructuring arrangement will have to be carried out.
All right, the BBC's Damian McGinnis in Berlin. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in global trading, looking lower across Europe. Asian markets mixed. Lowe's and the luxury home building company Toll Brothers both reporting revenue rising as the housing market recovers. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P rose 0.4%. The Dow lost nearly 0.1% to finish at 15,002. An intern's death is leading to calls for change in London's financial district. The 21-year-old Moritz Earhart died after reportedly working multiple all-nighters at Bank of America. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
Earhart was on a 7-week internship. He's said to have been so eager to impress his bosses at Bank of America that he worked almost around the clock 3 days in a row. He's reported to have died after an epileptic fit. Commentators are now calling for a change in the finance industry's working culture, in which it's claimed people are rewarded for simply putting in up to 100 hours a week. Chris Roebuck is at the Cass Business School. He says overworking junior employees is an increasing problem in Britain's financial district.
This is despite all the evidence we have that clearly shows that should an individual work in excess of 70 to 75 hours, the quality of their decision-making, the quality of their output falls off dramatically.
Bank of America said it was deeply shocked and saddened by the young man's death, and that new staff will be advised on how to cope with the pressures of the job. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
You can cut your power bill by conserving energy, but unlike your phone or cable bill, you typically can't save by choosing a different plan. But that's changing as power companies steal from the mobile phone playbook. You can get free power on nights and weekends or prepaid plans. This can save you money or it can really blow you away with higher bills. To explain how to make the right choice, Patty Hirsch is here, Marketplace Senior Producer of Personal Finance. Hey there, Patty.
Hello, Mark.
So these plans can be really confusing. What do people need to worry about before signing up?
Well, the biggest thing they want to worry about is paying too much, right? Because some of the incentives that these providers have come up with come with exactly the same risks that are associated with cell phone plans, right? Prepaid plans are going to come with caps. If you overrun these plans for whatever reason, the excess power that you use is probably going to cost you a lot of money. Some of these plans come with heavy early termination fees. Others have got low gateway rates that can run up really, really fast. This whole free nights and weekends thing sounds great. But if you read into those plans carefully, you'll probably find you're going to pay more for the electricity than you use during peak hours than you would under a conventional flat price per unit plan.
All right, plenty of choices there, plenty of potential pitfalls as well. How do you figure out what's right for you in your life?
Well, first thing you've got to do is read this plan as carefully as you can. You've also got to be really realistic about when you use your electricity most. You need to sort of plan that. You need to look at your life and work out exactly when it is you use your electricity and how much you use during that period. I mean, you might say to yourself, you can handle leaving all your dishes and laundry until Sunday, so this free nights and weekends plan is good for you. But if you fill your downtime playing video games and running the AC at home all day long, you may actually end up losing money. So the bottom line is, before you consider any of these plans, read them very carefully and know exactly how much power you're going to use and when.
Now, knowing about what power you use and when, that can be pretty tricky, but there is some new technology out there to help. Talk about smart meters.
Yeah, so power companies love these things because they can see trends in energy usage in real time. So they know how much electricity is being used and when, and they can sort of plan for that. They can also bill you without sending out a meter reader, so they save some money there. But they're good for us too, right? Because we get to see how much we use and when, and that can help us manage our usage better and help us pick the best of those plans that you can choose from. It's really easy to do too. You can just get on your power company's website for details. And if you don't have a smart meter in your home, ask your power company if you can get one. They might even bundle it with a new plan.
All right, so you invest some time in reading the fine print, tracking how you use power, and you might even save some money if you're careful. Patty Hirsch is senior producer of personal finance for Marketplace. Patty, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We've got more money advice anytime you like at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.